Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Turn with me to John chapter 14, we shall read verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Amen. Amen. He said the Holy Ghost is the Comforter, that when the Comforter is come, then he will teach us everything he has said, all the sayings of God. You know, the sayings, his sayings are in the Holy Bible. That when the Comforter is come, when the Spirit of the Scriptures come, he said he will teach us the Scriptures. That is the Holy Spirit. As the Apostle Peter wrote, that no one of the Scripture came privately. It's not subject to private interpretation. That all Scriptures came by the Holy Spirit. That one Holy Spirit spoke to all his prophets and all his apostles. That is how we got the Holy Bible. Jesus says that when the Spirit comes upon you, then you will understand the Scriptures. You will not find out that this one Holy Spirit is that Lord of the Holy Bible, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, who the Lord, that is his name. Look at John chapter 15 and hear what it says further in verse 26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. Wonderful. He says in John 14, 26, we read that the Comforter, whom the Father will send, will teach you all things. Now he tells us in John 15, verse 26, the Comforter, whom I will send. There's not another one. He's telling us that he is that Father. Jesus, that Father, was saying his Spirit. What Spirit? The Holy Spirit. Because he is holy. Say, there is none holy than our God. None beside him. Not even the angels are not holy before him. There is only one holy one. That holy one, his Spirit, is called the Holy Spirit. That's why the Scripture, the Apostle said to us, don't believe every spirit. All spirits are not the Spirit of God. It is the Holy Spirit that is Spirit of God. The Spirit of the Holy One is that Spirit of God. He is one. Now he says, when this one Holy Spirit comes, then you will understand every word. That every word in the Bible came from one Spirit. And that he spoke to all of them. Beginning from Genesis to Revelation. And that he says, when the Spirit of the Scripture comes, you know the Scripture is the truth. He said, when the Spirit of the Scripture comes, when you get to understand that the Spirit of the Scripture is the Holy Spirit, that Spirit is the Spirit of Christ, then you will know who is Christ. You will now understand what he's saying. See what he said earlier to them in John 14. John chapter 14 in verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, and for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but you see me. because I live, you shall live also. At that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He said, you know what you have to do? Hold on to my word, Jesus says. Which word? The Holy Scriptures. Then he said, he will pray the Father for you. What is he saying? He said, when you hold on to the word of God, to the Holy Scriptures, then the Spirit of the Scriptures will come to you. For where the body is, that's where the Spirit is. Where your body is, that's where your Spirit is. Your body cannot be in one location, your Spirit is in another place. No human being is like that. It's where your body goes, that's where your Spirit goes. Jesus says, you want to receive the Comforter? You want to receive my Spirit? He said, hold on to my body. If you eat me, eat my flesh, then the Spirit will come to you. Is that his Son is his beloved. That where his body is, that is where his Spirit comes. That don't think of how to receive my Spirit and how to receive me, that I am that Holy Spirit of the Scriptures. The Spirit that spoke to all the prophets which came to Moses. He said, I am the one. Who spoke to Abraham? I am the one. Who spoke to Isaac? Jesus says, I am the one. And then he says that when that Spirit comes to you, when you come to this understanding that it's the Jesus Christ that Moses was with in the mountain for 40 days and talking to him, and he came down, he was shining, then you will understand that every word in the Bible is the word of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that word is his body. And so he's saying to us that he is that Spirit the world is looking for, that Spirit they want to receive. He says the Spirit of the Scripture. Where is he? He says in the Scriptures that we want to receive the Holy Spirit. It is the Spirit of the Scriptures. And that is why he's holy. Everything about him is holy. The Holy One of God. The Holy Blood of God, the Holy Bible, everything about him is holy, just one. Now he says that if we hold on to him, this Holy One, these Holy Scriptures, then the Scripture will pray the Spirit of the Scriptures for you. That is, he will come and make his abode in you. Then that's why he says, I will give you another Comforter. That every word we are reading in the Bible came from one Spirit. He said that Spirit want to give you his Spirit so that you'll be crying, Abba Father. You will know him. That when you now receive this Spirit of the Son of God, this Spirit of Christ, he said, then you'll be crying, Abba Father. How? Through the Spirit, through the revelation of him, through the understanding that we have one God the Father. This one God the Father gave us his Son, Jesus Christ. This one Holy Spirit gave us this Bible. He said, once you come to this understanding, then you will understand what the Scripture is saying. That without the Holy Spirit, no man can come to me, Jesus says. It is when we hold on to him, he said, this is how to receive that Spirit. Hold on to me, to what? To my commandments, to my word. Then the commandment will pray the Father, pray the Holy Spirit, his own Spirit for you. Then he said, he will ever be with you forever. Whom the world cannot receive, because they don't know that the Scripture is the truth. And so he said he will be in you and with you. Wonderful. And that's why the Scripture said to us in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, say what it says. And reading from verse 15 of it. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. He said, now when you turn to Jesus, that up to this day when Moses is read, when the scripture is read, there is a veil in the mind. What veil? They are looking unto Moses. Can't go beyond the flesh. He said that Moses, that flesh is blinding. But yet it is the same Lord Jesus that looked on Moses. It is Jesus that spoke to Moses on the Mount Sinai. And then when Moses came, then he was shining for some time. He said that glory is done away with. That glory is the glory like you have the sun shining on the moon. Now the moon doesn't have its shining. It comes from the sun. Now he said when you turn to the sun, then the glory excels. It excels. It swallows up the moon. That's why in the daytime you don't see the glory of the moon. It's only in the night. He said that when you not turn to Jesus, because we are in the days of Jesus Christ, in the days of the Son of God, the days of the light. He says, now when you turn to this light, the veil is taken away. That because of that, we all, not only Moses, we all can behold this God. We can listen to this God, that the Lord Jesus is that Spirit that spoke to Moses on the mountain. Now he said, we all can now look on this Jesus. What is he saying to us? He said, we all can look unto the scriptures, the author and the finisher of our faith. Now he said, as we look unto these scriptures, then the Spirit of the scriptures changes us from glory to glory. That is, you begin to shine. Your face begin to shine. How? Physical shining? No, in the knowledge. In the knowledge of the Son of God. You see, knowledge makes a man's face to shine. When you know a fellow who is ignorant, he is not shining, he is dull, he is blind. But the person who sees, who has knowledge, is seen. So knowledge is an eye. Knowledge is a glory. He said that he is changing us from glory to glory. Was he saying he's changing us to the knowledge of the Son of God? He's changing us. That's why he said, I will pray the Father for you. That is, that word we are looking on is giving us his Spirit. It be through that word we are getting the Spirit of God. That's why he said in John chapter 7, reading verse 37 to verse 39. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Hallelujah. He says, in that great day of the feast, Jesus himself said to the people, if anyone is athirst, is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Not wine, not natural wine or natural water. No, that he was speaking of the Spirit of the Scriptures, as the Scripture has said. The Scripture says, if anyone believes on me, who? On the Scriptures. He said he will receive my Spirit, saith the truth of the Word of God. That he was talking of his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Holy One, the Spirit of the Holy One, that Jesus, the Holy One, was not yet glorified. He has not returned to the Spirit. That he says that Spirit would come, which is what John spoke of, that I baptize you with water unto repentance. But there's one that cometh after me. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit. That Jesus was not yet glorified because he is that Spirit. He is that Holy Spirit that will come upon them. So because the Word of God was not yet glorified, the revelation of that Word of God has not yet come to them, that Jesus was speaking of the Scriptures to them. He says that when he is glorified, then he will release his Spirit. And so it came to pass that when he has been glorified, raised from the dead on the Pentecost day, he poured his spirit upon his apostles or disciples. And then they understood his saying that everything written of me in the law of Moses, in the prophet, in the psalm must be fulfilled, as the scripture has said, that anyone that believes in the Holy Bible must receive the spirit of the Holy Bible. That spirit of the Holy Bible is the spirit of Christ. That is, you have the revelation of Christ, the knowledge of Christ, that Christ is his name, Jesus Christ. That is the name. And so that is why he's saying to them that the truth was not yet come to them. They had not yet known that he was talking to them concerning himself. They didn't know that he was talking to them concerning the scriptures, because he is the scripture made flesh. They didn't know that he is the word of God manifest in the flesh. Now he says that when this word of God returned to where he came from, when he leaves the flesh, that's why he's saying that day when the spirit comes, he will remind you, he will bring to your understanding everything I've been saying. When I say my flesh is meat indeed, eat me, I was talking of the Holy Scriptures. When I say my blood is drink indeed, I was talking of the blood of the Holy Scriptures, the life of the Holy Scriptures. And so he said, when the Spirit comes, as the Scripture has said, that he cannot lie, that anyone that looks unto him with open understanding, we all. He said, we keep looking unto this book of the Lord and continue in him, then we will receive the perfect knowledge of him. We will know the truth, that he is that true God. He is that true living God, that the word of God is the living God. And they said that he came so that we can receive his spirit, the right spirit, the true spirit of God. That is why he came. Look at John chapter 16, reading from verse 12. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. He said to his disciples, I have many things to talk to you concerning the truth. You cannot understand them now, when he was with them in the flesh. Verse 13, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. He says to them that everything the Father has is his. That is why he said he will take of mine and show it unto you. Well, truly, when he has resurrected, he took out of the scriptures and began to expand to his disciples everything concerning him in the scriptures. From the book of Moses and the prophet, he expanded to them in all the scriptures. He did not discuss any other thing with them. The Spirit, he said, when the Spirit comes, he will take out of this Bible and begin to expand to you. Because it is his Spirit, the Spirit of the Scriptures. He said, when the Spirit of the Scripture comes upon you, then you will begin to understand that when he says, this is my body, he's talking of the Scriptures. When he said, this is my blood, he's talking of the scriptures. Then you begin to understand his saying. But he said they couldn't understand him because he was still with them in the flesh. That when he returned to the Father, then they will receive his spirit. And then, only then they can understand his saying. That every word he spoke are the words from the one Jesus Christ. And that this Jesus Christ brings us to himself through this word. He came to reconcile us to himself through the very word he has given. He told them, he said, think not that I have come to take away the law and the prophet. No, I came to establish it. The very word I gave to Moses on the mountain is what I came to speak of. He said, when the Spirit comes, he will take that same book. The truth of it came by the Spirit of Christ. That when he took the book, he began to expand to them the truth of the Bible. That this one book is the express image of his person. And that this book is whom he said we should believe on. we should receive as his son. Now, after we receive his son, then the son will pray the father. Then that's why he said he will give us another comforter, which is his spirit. Fantastic. Which is his spirit. That when my spirit comes, then you will know the truth. You will know that I am the truth. I am the way. I am the life. No one can come to God except by me. I am the true God. Hallelujah. That he is the spirit. The Holy Spirit of the scriptures, which was he that spoke to all of them. See what he said in Revelation 22, reading verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. Amen. He says, I, Jesus, spoke to Moses. I, Jesus, spoke to Isaiah the prophet. I, Jesus, spoke to Jeremiah. I, Jesus, spoke to Ezekiel. I, Jesus, spoke to John. I, Jesus. He says that that spirit is the Lord Jesus. The Holy Spirit that spoke to St. Paul and said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me on the way to Damascus? And Saul says to him, who are you, Lord? He says, I'm Jesus. There is only one spirit. Amen. He said, the Holy Spirit gave us his body. He's talking of his word. In the Holy Bible, he says, it's the truth of the scripture. That the truth of the scripture is that they all came from Jesus Christ. One Jesus. There's not another God. That he is the true God of the Bible. Now, he said, how do you gain access to that spirit? Through the scriptures. That his name is Jesus. You know, when you say Holy Spirit, that's not a name. When you say Son of God, that's not a name. When you say Father, that's not a name. He said his name is Jesus. Jesus the Father. Jesus the Son. Jesus the Holy Spirit. One name. One name. In him dwells the fullness of the Godhead. In Jesus. He said, when you think of the Father, God the Father, think of Jesus. When you think of the Son of God, think of Jesus. When you think of the Holy Spirit, think of Jesus Christ. He said, then you will understand every talk in the Bible that he's testifying to us himself so that we come out from idol worshiping, from every other gods. They are fake. Don't believe them. All other spirits are not the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is one. There is one spirit and one body. Let's read that in Ephesians chapter 4, reading from verse 3. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. He said, endeavor to keep the unity of the Holy Spirit, the oneness of the Holy Spirit, in the bond of peace. Make peace with God is what he's saying. Verse 4, there is one body and one Spirit, one Holy Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. This one Holy Spirit is the one that called Adam, Adam, where are you? Who? The Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit. Now in verse 5, one Lord, he is the Lord Jesus. One faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Every one of them that he gave birth to, in everyone, one Holy Bible and one Spirit of the Scripture speaking from them. When they have drunk, as he said, as anyone that believes in the Scripture must receive the Spirit of the Scripture. He must receive the understanding of the Scripture that this whole word we read in the Bible came from the Jesus, the Holy Spirit. They are his word. He is that eternal Father, that everlasting, undiable Father. He says, heaven and earth shall pass away. Who says so? Jesus, the Holy Spirit. He said, but my words cannot pass away. That I have spoken it, my spirit gathered them. That every word in the Bible was spoken by one Jesus, and the Holy Spirit of Jesus gathered them into one book. He said, eat it. As me, I don't dwell in any of their place. I am in this book and this book alone. Until we come to this understanding, he says that by one spirit are we all baptized into this one body, the apostle says. That every one of us that is baptized into Christ, we are put on Christ. We are in our heart. Through what? Through understanding. We are not confused. We know our God. We subscribe to this one God of the Bible. His name is Jesus. That's why we go baptizing. He said, baptize them. Not in the names, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When they went about baptizing, they baptized in the name of Jesus. That's his name. Look at it. I continue in verse 7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it? But that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. He said the same person that came down, the same Jesus that came from God, is the same Jesus that returned to God. The same word of God that was made flesh is the same word of God that is talking to us from the pages of the Bible. He said he is Lord. And now in verse 11, and he gave some apostles, who the spirit of the scripture gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. This one Holy Spirit lighted upon men. He made some apostles, some prophets, some teachers. What are they teaching in the Bible? Who are apostles of who? The Holy Bible. Evangelists of who? The Holy Bible. Until we all come to the knowledge of the Holy Bible, until we come to the knowledge of the Son of God, that he is the Son of the Holy Spirit. Who? The Scriptures. He is the Christ, the Son of God. Which Spirit? His Spirit came upon man. If his same Spirit comes upon you, you will preach the word as Jesus Christ. And then he will confirm it with signs following, that this book is not another book. This is the Son of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit gave birth to the Bible. And where is that Spirit? In the Bible. Jesus says, if you hold on to him, where my body is, I will pray the Father, the Spirit will come speedily and make our abode inside you. And he will be with you forever. No man can remove it from you. No one can blindfold you again. You will know that you have one God, the Father. Not two, not three. One Jesus. Then you will now know Jesus is your God. That eternal living God. No other God has showed up because they are fake. It's only Jesus that showed up. He came to his own, the scripture says. Who? Abraham and the descendant of Abraham. He separated Abraham. He said, Abraham, come, I want to make a nation out of you. And Abraham listened. He showed him and then he passed it on to Isaac. Isaac to Jacob, and Jacob became whole nation Israel. Then he gave the authority, the book, to Moses. It became the Holy Bible in the days of Moses. And he said, Moses said, the Lord our God is one Lord. That one God that spoke to Abraham is the God of the Holy Bible. Every word in the Bible is his word. Therefore, love him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Jesus says, if you love the scripture, the spirit of the scripture will love you as he loved Abraham. You become a friend of him. A friend of who? A friend of God. Which God? This God. Are we looking for him? No. He said, the same person that ascended is the one that descended is the same one that ascended. That's why he lifted him so high. The Bible is so high. He said, wherefore God has highly lifted him up and gave him the highest name. The name of God. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. The apostle says, we preach Jesus. Crucified. Among you. He's dead in the flesh. But he is alive where? In God. Through the scriptures. Therefore, we want every man to repent. Because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness. What is that judgment? They have not believed. That the Bible is that Jesus. And if they have believed, Jesus says, you will receive my spirit. The person will not be empty. He will have my testimony. He says, when you receive that Spirit, you become witnesses unto me, that with the heart we believe unto Jesus, with the mouth we confess him. It must report in our tongue. After we believe the scriptures, then the Spirit comes, and then we begin to speak of the Spirit of the scriptures. And through what? As the Spirit gives us utterance. That the Spirit of the scripture gives us the enablement to preach the Bible as Jesus, the Son of the Holy Spirit. And anyone that takes to this preaching, he says he will receive the Holy Spirit as well. That's what Peter said. He said, what do you need to, what should we do, Peter? He said, repent. Repentance towards God of the Bible and faith in his word. He said, that's all. You receive the gift of the Spirit. Is it going to happen tomorrow? No. Today, the Spirit says, today, if you hear the preaching of the scriptures, don't harden your heart, as the scripture has said, that if you believe on me, I will seal you up with my Spirit. Amen. And so that's why his name is Jesus. We don't look for Jesus. Jesus is the Holy Bible. And he says he is not ordinary, he is a spirit. The Holy Spirit. He will chase out every evil spirit from us. That's why the psalmist says, restore unto me the right spirit. He is the right spirit. Every other spirit, wrong. Every other doctrine, wrong. Every other God has ever come to our heart, he says, is wrong. It must go. Once Jesus comes, it must go. And that's why when he came to St. Paul, every doctrine, every Pharisee doctrine ever received went. He preached the word straight away. He said he will be the only one remaining. Where? In your heart. That if you abide in my word and my word abide in you, no man can pluck you out of my hand. Because he that gave me to you is greater than all. For no man can know him except the Father, the Spirit. So that's what he's saying to us, that is because he is that Spirit. That Spirit came to us as a human. That God was truly in the man Christ Jesus, preaching his word to us. This is what I'm saying. Then he told the disciples, you don't understand yet. Though I'm talking to you concerning the scriptures, you cannot understand them. But when I return to the scriptures, then I, as the scripture has said, his Spirit, he will give you his Spirit. So the Father planned that he's going to release the Spirit of the scriptures everywhere. Then the sons and daughters will be prophesying him. There will be Bible revival everywhere. Done by man? No. By the Spirit of the Holy Bible. He said he will brew over us again from the eternity. And then the humans he created, we whom he created, will become lively. That you also, as newborn babe, desire the sincere milk of this word, that you may grow in the knowledge of him as coming to the living stone. Then you also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house to house this God. Then you have his testimony in you, that he is that Father, who Jesus the Father. He is that Son, Jesus the Son. He is that Holy Spirit, Jesus the Holy Spirit. Who do you need? It says in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead. You don't need to bother. You just receive Jesus. He that has the Son has the Father. He that has the Son has the Holy Spirit. He says, if you hold on to me, I will pray the Father. I will pray the Holy Spirit for you. That all you need to know is just Jesus. That Jesus is the Holy Bible. All the everything about God is inside him. He said, believe me, God dwells in me, Jesus said. But they didn't know he's talking to them concerning the Bible, concerning the Holy Scriptures. That he pleased the Father, that in him should all the fullness of the Godhead dwell bodily. And then you are complete in him, who is the head of every principalities and power. There's no other power greater than Jesus. Then he gave him to be the head over us, to the church. That's why we have only one head, not heads, one head. The Godhead. He is God. Our God. Forever. He is before all. Before the creation. He is the ancient of days. Jesus, that's why he told Abraham, he told them, he said, before Abraham, I am. They took stone to stone him. Well, he told them the truth. He came to his own. They didn't receive him. And now he says, I would have long gathered you as the hen gathered his chicks. Don't you see he's the one? He said, I send the prophets to you. You were killing every prophet I ever sent to you. Now, at last, he came by himself. He says, now you have no cloak for your sin. Since you have rejected me to my face outright, there's not another God. You have another God? No, I'm the God of Abraham. I'm the God of Isaac. I'm the God of Jacob. He is Jesus. If one does not take to this doctrine, he will meet with Jesus. Anyone who said he will not rule over them, that Jesus is not our God, he's going to meet Jesus. He is that God that created this world. His name is Jesus. That's why he said, at his name, every knee must bow. He said, I'm the God they are looking for. You should look unto me, all the ends of the earth, and be ye saved. He's the Savior. Come to the saving knowledge of Jesus. So that we'll not be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine in the sleight of men, lying in wait to deceive people who have never seen God, and they don't know who God is. Truth will always remain truth. Whether yesterday, today, and forevermore. Lie will always remain lie. Whether it is packaged in an attractive parcel, a lie is parceled inside. Truth is parceled in the Bible. Jesus is our God. He said, I am. He told us, I am God. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.